Yes, thank you. Well, this evening we'll have with us Mr. Randy White, and as you know, he's the founder of Cardinal Stage Company. We're very excited because he has so many great opportunities and productions that he really offers to our students at his cost, and so we appreciate him and all the experiences our kids have. He was an assistant on Broadway's Lion King, and he's done all kinds of things. You see signs all over the community, and so many of our families are involved with, whether it be Willy Wonka, Charlotte's Web, Wizard of Oz, but we want to thank him, and he'll be honored tonight at our board meeting. So that's how we'll start it off, and we'll eventually get, you mentioned budgets, we'll eventually get to our budget, and as you know, that's a process that basically is an 18-month process, and this kind of culminates that process with moving our budgets through for approval. We've had a work sessions on the budgets, we've posted our budgets, we've looked at our budgets, and it's now time to approve those budgets and move them forward. So we're looking forward to that, and it takes a lot of work, and we want to thank Mr. Tim Thrasher for that piece.
Yeah, no question about it. He's the translator, helping us all understand how it all works. And at tonight's meeting, Keith, the folks...
I want to put in one thing on the budget, Judy. It is such an incredible process to try to come up with numbers, knowing what's going on in this community, in big box stores protesting their tax rates and things like that. Can you ever be sure you got the right numbers down?
Well, I mean, again, I started out by saying it's an 18-month process. So as you start, if you start looking at your family's finances 18 months in advance, you know how difficult that is.
Right.
So we have to look at our finances for a school corporation 18 months in advance, and we're always projecting on the projections. So as we project on the projections, obviously the error gets greater, right? So
right.
We are very fortunate. We have an experienced person here, Mr. Thrasher, who's done this for years, and that greatly helps us as we project on our projections.
Now, Let me take you to another thing, because Mike is the parent of a new MCCSC student, and for the elementary kids, I don't know if it affects Mike's grade level yet, but you get some elementary grade changes in how this works, so maybe you can help Mike when he looks at his child's report card.
There you go.
Yes. Well, I don't think you'll have to worry about that just yet, but in the near future, when students at our elementaries take science, social studies, art, music, and physical education, they're graded pretty traditionally, as we remember. Excellent, very good, satisfactory, needs improvement. When we talk about math and English language arts, we have what's called a growth-based report card, and we've had that now for, I guess, 5 or 6 years. But as I've studied it in my time here, I've said we've got to make this much easier for parents to understand, because it is a growth report card. So when a parent gets the report card, and we're working on those as we speak, they'll be coming out in a couple of weeks. When they get a proficiency-based report card, as you all know, being a parent myself, when I got my child's report card, if my child's grade wasn't where I thought it should be, of course, I always thought we should be getting A's, right?
That's right.
And so this is a bar graph, essentially, on a 1-4 scale. So what happens is, as you can well imagine, when we start the school year and we start on our various proficiencies with students, they all aren't going to have 4s. And so when that first grade card comes home and parents don't see 3s and 4s for their child on that proficiency, they get very nervous. And so we constantly remind them that at the end of the year, they should see 3s and 4s on all those proficiencies. But at the very start, students are starting to learn those proficiencies.
Yeah, you figure out what they know and what they don't know and work from there.
Absolutely. So we've added a column, and there's an asterisk to say if that proficiency for that child is on target, a plus if they're above target, and a minus if they're below target. So we're hoping that parents can understand that when those first grade card comes out, essentially you're going to have a lot of skills that they're below target on, because they have the whole year to learn them. That's
right.
What they're there to
and
do.
If they already knew everything, they didn't need to be in that grade anyhow.
Move them up.
That's
absolutely. If they know everything, we're moving them forward.
And they should get into talk radio. Absolutely. That's the only way. That's the only way you do it. Dr. Judy DeMuth is our guest this morning, but that makes sense, because people, it's a growth and you have to grow, that means mm-hmm. go in the proper direction. But that helps explain why that's the case.
One of the other things, Dr. DeMuth, we're going to be working on tonight in the meeting is there's a lot of talk in the community, and we're involved deeply in this, cultural competency. So you're going to hear some more about that.
Well, last evening, I know a lot of our staff members were involved. We were in partnership with IU on a wonderful, you can just look at the front page today in the paper. U.S. Representative John Lewis was here at the Neil Marshall Center with The Power of Words. And he's written two books on civil rights and really gave a powerful talk. In addition to that, on October 1st, we have a gentleman joining us. His last name is Pistorius, and please don't get nervous about that. But this is a different Pistorius, and he will be coming and talking with our students. He was in a coma. He's written a book, he was in a coma for about 3 or 4 years and uses an assistive technology device to communicate and talks about how his journey through that. And so we feel that that's a really good presentation for our students, and we're also inviting our parents to hear him. And then we've continued our journey really with the LGBTQ plus PRISM. Students came and worked with our administrators, and they'll also be working with our teachers. On Election Day, we will have a large in-service with multiple strands of activities and sessions our teachers can attend. And right now we have about 50-plus sessions on cultural competency, disability awareness, LGBTQ+, literacy, and we're working in conjunction with what's called the Great Lakes Equity Center to provide on-site training and consultation in working with staff on cultural sensitivity and cultural competency and awareness. So we've continued on that journey. It's been very eye-opening for many of our staff members. And again, anything we can do to make learning better and easier for our students, we want to do that. So we want to understand where they're coming from, what their needs are, and we feel that academically we'll be better able to meet those. And again, learning will increase.
We're speaking with Dr. Judy DeMuth, the superintendent of the MCCSE. And to wrap it up, Dr. DeMuth, the calendar. We've heard about the calendar. That's an issue tonight.
Many times to get your opinion in coming up in the week as well.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you for giving those dates for our community conversations, so to speak, or open forums, both at North and South, Wednesday and Thursday. Parents have gotten online. If you think about a calendar for a school year, in Indiana, we have 180 school days.
By law, not by choice, not because it's a cool round number, by law.
Yes, and so if in fact you want to end your semester, as most people do before the Christmas holiday, that break, then you count back from that 90 days. When you count back 90 days, there's not a lot of days to play with. So we've put a survey out to parents to say that, you know, you can manipulate the number of days we use for fall break, which right now we have a week coming up in, I think, about a week. And also you can manipulate the days for Thanksgiving break. So if you don't want to take any days at Thanksgiving, you just want to hit Thanksgiving Day, take that day the next day, you can just do that. You can not have a fall break at all. You can have a few days. And so we've asked parents what they would prefer. But again, in Indiana, with 180 days, and we've had a broad-based committee studying this now for almost a year, the testing schedule that we have in Indiana, and I would advocate that people, if they're concerned about, you know, we're starting too early, try to get that testing schedule moved out of, you know, back into May. Maybe schools would push back. That there aren't many options, bottom line. We're dealing with like 5 to 8 days that we can play with. And so, again, we have a lot of good input coming, but I would like to say that there is a balance because we have a lot of schools in Indiana that have gone to a year-round program, and some parents have really wanted to move in that direction. So, the committee will be trying to make a recommendation that's in the best interest of all, recognizing that not everyone's going to be happy.
And no one's ever going to be happy. So you have to do what's best for the kids, I would hope, in that situation. And another great way to make your voice heard, as you mentioned, mccse.edu/calendar, and you can leave your comments there if you can't make either one of these meetings. What time is showtime tonight, Dr. DeMuth?
We will get started at 6 p.m., so we look forward to anyone that may be able to join us.
And we know how busy you are, and we value and appreciate your time this morning. Have a great meeting tonight, and two meetings coming up Wednesday and Thursday as well, and we'll get caught up with you, believe it or not, in fall, and believe it or not, in October the next time we get together.
Yes, thank you, and have a great week.